Paul Jones has been traveling with the Raptors, Victoria, Hawaii, and now back to the mainland. They got Portland tonight. Preseason game, I think. Yeah. Jones, is that right?
Portland? Yes, preseason. Yes, Portland. Only 5 preseason jobs this year, and they've had 2 in Hawaii already. Portland, the ACC people get a look on the 10th, and they go to Chicago the 13th, and then it counts.
Wait a sec. Didn't you miss a game? There's 3.
No.
Okay, so Portland, then what?
2 in Hawaii. Portland, yeah. 3.
Oh.
At home to Detroit, 4.
Okay. That's the one I missed. Yeah. That's the one I missed. Sorry. Norman Powell has agreed to a 4-year contract extension. He gets nice cake. 4 years, $42 million.
Holy smokes.
For a guy who's, right now he's a bit player. Is there a chance he's more than a bit player this year?
He's going to have to be. And I think, you know, this is a strategy that a lot of GMs are using in this era of the cap. Kind of like, Don, I guess you could probably verify this and or not. The NHL, you've got your star players that make a whole bunch of money. The middle class is disappearing, and then you've got, you know, younger guys who you give good money to, but it's not star money, and they have to outperform, you know, their contracts. I mean, he's earned this contract. He came in as a second-round pick, was, you know, making minimum, was terrific, basically won him Game 7 against Indiana a couple seasons ago in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. And he's a guy that's going to be counted on now, and I think that's the formula. Like, you look at some of the teams, they've got veterans doing what the Raptors have young guys doing, and that's where Masai drafting guys who have played 3 or 4 years at college and are a little bit more mature and can learn the NBA game a little quicker, it gives them an advantage. It gives them an advantage because now you're counting on these young guys, but hopefully they're up to scratch or able to handle it. So Powell's one of them.
Yeah. So aside from the bikinis on Waikiki Beach, what did you observe of your basketball team when you were in Honolulu?
I only went to Waikiki Beach once, okay? Unlike some of the other guys.
Yeah, but it was for 12 hours.
Though, yeah, so. No. Actually, the first time I went, a little brother told me it's South Beach on steroids. So when I went down there, it was like crazy. And I went at night, you know, shopping and looking around.
Sure you did.
I did, and I didn't see the
beach. And you watched, and you read Playboy for the articles. Come on.
I had to go back the next day just to see what it was like in the daytime.
Yeah.
What did I observe about the team? That this, quote, new offense is going to be a continual, consistent work in progress because it's about sharing the ball and moving the ball and moving people. And it could be tough in terms of the decision-making. Like, you still want Lowry and DeRozan to get the ball at the right time after it's been moved. But, you know, and with an equal opportunity offense at times, there's going to be some bad shots, going to be some wrong shots from the wrong people, the wrong place, the wrong time. But that's the work in progress. And they're going to turn it over a lot more. There were ridiculous numbers of turnovers. And because of the way the NBA's got their new stats monitor, you can't believe any of the numbers, but there were a high number of turnovers.
So we're not going to be seeing a 6-second shot clock here?
No, you won't see the Mike D'Antoni 7 seconds or less, but you will hopefully see better ball movement because that's what Dwayne Casey's banking on, to make some of the other guys more plausible, more feasible options on offense to get a little more attention away from DeRozan and Lowry.
Okay, so I mean, for the guy who doesn't follow this team a lot, tell us who that third and fourth option is going to be then, that they're going to, and are we are talking about threes, aren't we, not twos?
Yes, we are talking about threes. Well, C.J. Miles would be one of those guys.
Okay.
You know, all he has to do is stand in the corner and people, the antenna go up. People's radar goes up because that's the shortest three in the game and he's standing there and he can make it. So now you stand a little closer to him. It gives driving lanes. You know, when he starts running, everybody's aware of where he is.
Mm-hmm.
So he's one of the guys. I think Powell and the young guys, DeLon Wright, I think is another guy they're going to be counting on. Fred VanVleet, another kid who's, you know, played 4 years of college. You know, he's kind of like a mini Lowry in that sense. He's very competitive, very smart, you know, tough-minded. Kind of, you know, bulldog mentality. But I think you're going to see them counting on a lot of those young guys. And And like I said, the threes, John, everybody's shooting them. We watch Valanciunas shoot them at practice. And, you know, while some of us are sitting there going, oh, no, hey, if he gets it, he's got the green light if he's worked on it. That's what Dwayne said.
I don't think, I just, Bob, I don't know about you, but I just find it hard to believe that Dwayne at some point will allow this to happen. This is just, to me, it's just not in his mentality.
I don't think he has a choice. I think Masai told him at the end of last year, you know, it's this is, you know, you've had your way for three seasons, and this is, and we've kind of hit hit the ceiling. The NBA has changed. You can't be stubborn. Let's play like everybody else is playing. And that's...
Yeah, and to play like everybody else, Bob, you better play defense too, because the one thing people overlook about Golden State, I know they move the ball on offense, I know they shoot the three, but they are a very good defensive team.
Sure they are.
Very good defensive team. And you're right, it's the way the NBA has gone. And going into game four last year, the Raptors and the Cavs had the same number of made field goals. The difference?
One was from two and one was from three.
Yep. One was playing checkers, the other's playing chess.
Yeah. Well, any surprises to make this roster? Caboclo, I understand, hasn't looked real good.
No, he hasn't. Just everybody looks kind of in training camp mode, Bob.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Look, at the back end, if you get your choice, maybe you take one of the Canadians, Routens or Wilcher. Routens in particular, I think he can give you some playmaking.
Andy can hit the three too, can't he?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he can.
Oh, yeah. Andy's a better shooter than his dad.
Oh, and, I'm not saying that.
Well, he's a different player than his dad,
Leo's
though.
Leo's bigger than me, too.
Yeah. But he can make plays for you, too. Like, he's a smarter, high IQ basketball player.
Well, but do you need another small?
In what sense, Bob?
How many guards can you have?
Well, if you're talking anything from 6'3" to 6'7" or 6'8", it's all just perimeter now.
I guess
it's not necessarily guards.
Yeah,
and if you're going to have an offense where the ball's moving, all you need is some guy to get it over center. Heck, the other night when Lowry was out, DeRozan was the guy bringing the ball up and starting the offense.
Paul, I'm waiting for Bob to volunteer to be the guy taking it over center. But since he can't even hit it out of the infield, he wouldn't be able to bring it over center.
Not against the pressure like Patrick.
No, not against the pressure. No.
Why don't you two get a room? Why don't you go to Waikiki Beach and amuse each other?
Because by the time I got there, it'd be dark.
No room on the beach.
Here's the good news. This interview is over. Goodbye, Jones. Have a nice time in Portland.
Okay, guys.